poor Joan ain't got nobody. She's nobody's sweetheart now.
Presenting Joan Davis in the Village Store, Jack Haley, manager. And here is the star of our program, Joan Davis.
See, John. Oh, John, I'm all excited. My sister got married this morning. It was a very sentimental wedding, too. Mom cried when she tied an old pair of shoes to the bridal car, and when the car pulled away, Pop was all broken up.
Why was he so broken up? Did he love your sister that much?
No, they were his shoes, and he was still in them.
Tonight, the Fountainaires, accompanied by Eddie Paul, sing the latest Gordon Jenkins novelty, Going Back to Brooklyn.
Got a letter from my brother. I can read between the lines that he's not the bashful boy he used to be. For his letters to me prove that he's gotten in the groove. Here's a message that my brother sent to me.
Dear Bud,
oh, I ain't going back to a sweetheart. And I ain't going back to a wife.
I am just going back to Brooklyn
and be a bum for the rest of my life. Cause I found in every country that a dame is just a dame.
In a bathing suit,
a sweater,
a sarang, sarong.
Sarong?
That's right.
And if Brooklyn's grown a tree, brother, that I gotta see.
So I'm gonna go back home where I belong.
And furthermore, I was spoiling the advances of an 8-foot Amazon.
She had flat car feet and legs like kettle drums. And I saw her brawny arms, so I turned on all me charms. And next season she'll be pitching for the bums. Yeah, I ain't going back to a sweetheart. And I ain't going back to a wife. I am just going back to Brooklyn and be a bum for the rest of my life.
P.S. I might add, in exclusion.
In contusion.
Nah, in concussion.
In conclusion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll be a bum for the rest of my life.
Joan Davis and Jack Haley are looking through a current movie magazine.
Interesting, Jack. Lauren Bacall married Humphrey Bogart. I bet they'll make an ideal couple.
Ideal couple? How could Lauren marry a guy like Bogart when she could have married a young, handsome, irresistible swain like me?
Well, why should she marry a swain when she could get a man? Yeah, I'm glad they got married. Maybe now Lauren will settle down and become a homebody, and that'll give girls like myself a chance in pictures.
You in pictures?
Sure.
Joanie, look at those picture stars' photos in that movie magazine. You haven't got their glamour. Look at that picture of Betty Grable in a bathing suit. Incidentally, I sort of like what Mother Nature did for her.
Well, look at me. Don't you like what Mother Nature did for me?
I ain't saying, but if I were you, I wouldn't send her a Mother's Day present. I
wouldn't. Oh, don't be silly. I've got everything Betty Grable has. In fact, I got something she hasn't got. I got 10 toes.
She's got 10 toes, too.
Yeah, but I do it the hard way, 6 on one foot and 4 on the other. No other glamour girl can make that statement.
Well, believe me, Joanie, you're not for pictures. You haven't got any appeal.
Well, maybe not to you, but every man to his own taste, Jack. Maybe my complexion is too fair for you.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Well, when it comes to women, what do you like? Blondes, brunettes, or redheads?
Never mind the frosting. Let's get down to the cake.
I just wish I had the chance to show you what I could do in pictures.
Oh, here comes Penny. Now, there's a girl who could be a big click in pictures. Hello, Penny.
Hi, kid. Oh, I have the most exciting news. I just came to the War Bond headquarters, and Mrs. Zimp, who's the chairman of it, told me she just received a letter from a man at Warner Brothers Motion Picture Company telling her that Warner Brothers is offering an opportunity to the girl in our village who sold the most war bonds to date to come to Hollywood.
Huh? I didn't quite get that.
I don't see why. I just told you the whole story in toto.
Well, no wonder I didn't get it. You told it in toto. I only understand English. I have to learn that language. I have to get a toto tutor.
So the girl who sold the most bonds is going to Hollywood, eh? Did you sell the most bonds to date, Penny?
Well, I don't know the final results. Mrs. Blimp is counting them up now, but I'm sure I sold the most.
Now, don't be too sure. I sold a lot of bonds myself, and maybe I'll be the lucky girl to go to Hollywood.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Miss Davis. You wouldn't fit in Hollywood. You're not an actress. When it comes to acting, you're not well-versed.
Who's not well-versed? When it comes to acting, I'm as versed as anybody. Yeah, even verser sometimes. I think this is one of the
now,
times.
Joan.
What's the matter?
Penny's right. You haven't had any acting experience. Warner Brothers wants an actress.
Well, I'm an actress. I've done a bit or two.
Yeah, but they don't want a two-bit actress. Hey, Joni, stop kidding yourself. Penny's the one who belongs in Hollywood.
Oh, thank you, Jack, dear. Well, I'm going to run along now. I can't wait to get over to Bond headquarters to see you won. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
What makes her think she'll be better on the screen than me?
Well, she has a fresh beauty, crowned by her natural blonde hair.
Well, I have natural blonde hair. Look at it. I styled it a little differently this morning. Do you like the way it's rolled on top?
Yeah, it looks nice. Have you got a rat in it?
No, the peroxide bottle got stuck in it, and I couldn't get it out. Gee, Jack, it'd be awful if Penny sold the most bonds and gets the opportunity to become a movie star.
Well, maybe Penny didn't sell the most bonds. Maybe you did. You know you sold quite a few.
Yeah, but I never win any of those contests. Some conniver always swindles me out of it.
Well, you can never tell, though. Oh, here comes Blimpy now. Let's ask her who won.
Hello, Miss Davis. Hello, Mr. Haley.
Hello, Mrs. Blimp. Did you total up the bond sales? Who won it?
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, Miss Davis came in first.
Oh, she did, eh? Well, let me tell you one thing. That Davis dame didn't deserve it. She cheated. I saw her throwing herself at men just to sell war bob. Bung, bung, bung. Why, that's me. I won.
Yes, you won, Miss Davis. You're a lucky girl.
That's wonderful, Joni. Congratulations.
Gee, thanks, Jack. Aren't you happy for me, Blimpy?
Oh, I suppose so. However, it seems a shame that this Hollywood opportunity couldn't have gone to a girl with more glamour.
Like who?
Well, like me.
Like you. Oh, I'm much prettier than you are.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. There's only one really pretty person in this room, isn't there, Mr. Haley?
Yeah, but you girls could be just as pretty if you took care of yourselves the way I do.
Well, I think I'd look very cute on the screen, wouldn't I, Mr. Haley?
Yes, I think you'd make a very fine and very nice ingenue.
Mr. Haley, the word is not ingenue. It's a French word, and it's pronounced ingenue.
What'd you say?
Ah. Ah.
You come equipped with a crank, or I don't think your self-starter is working.
I don't see why I won't click in pictures. I have a lot of charm. People tell me I have a certain elfin quality.
Oh, you certainly have.
Do you really think I have an elfin quality?
Oh, elfin. I thought you said elephant. I
didn't. Blimpy, when is Joni supposed to go for her screen test?
Well, the letter doesn't say anything about a screen test. It just says that the girl who won is to be in Hollywood at 5 o'clock this afternoon for an interview at Warner Brothers. Here's the address you're to go to, Miss Davis. Goodbye and good luck.
Where are you rushing to?
Oh, I have an appointment with that handsome new doctor that just moved into town. Oh. He's going to take my tonsils out tonight. I wonder what my tonsils got that I haven't got. Well, toodaloo!
It's 5 o'clock at Warner Brothers.
Don't sweetheart me if you don't mean it. Don't talk sweet words if they're not true. Don't tear my heart like it was paper, because my heart loves only you.
You can't go around sweethearting others and then pretend that I'm yours exclusively.
Love must be true, mean what you're saying, unless you do. Don't sweetheart me if you don't mean it. Don't give me that sweet talk. Don't sweetheart.
sweetheart me and all.
Oh, Ella!
Our love is true. Mean what we're saying. And since we do, we'll sweetheart us.
Don't sweetheart me. If you don't mean it, unless you do, you don't need to sweetheart me.
On grammar. I keep splitting infinitive. Gee, that picture opportunity will mean big things for me.
Hello, Miss Davis.
Oh, Dave Street. Davey, have you heard the wonderful news about my going to Hollywood?
Oh, yes, and I think it's terrific. Gee, Miss Davis, if you're successful, you'll have everything.
Oh, I was just thinking about that. I'm going to have the biggest house in Hollywood, and I'll have a large staff of servants, too. Well, I'll have four maids just to assist me with my breakfast.
Four maids?
Yeah. The first one will cook it. The second one will carry it in, and the third one will serve it to me in bed.
But that's only three. What'll the fourth one do?
She'll eat it for me. It's 11 o'clock, and I'm still asleep. I sleep late. Go ahead, Davy, and sing.
We'll be close as pages in a book. My love and I, so close, we can share a single look, share every sigh, so close, that before I hear your laugh, my laugh breaks through, and when a tear starts to appear, my eyes grow misty too. Our dreams won't come tumbling to the ground. We'll hold them fast, darling, as the strongest book is bound. We're bound to last. Your love is my life. Oh, we'll be close as pages in a book, never to part. Your life is my life, and while life beats away in my heart, oh, we'll be as pages in a book, never to
Davey. I'm sure there's a place for you in Hollywood, and I'll see what I can do for you.
Hey, Joni, what are you standing around for? You better get dressed. We have to drive into Hollywood. Your interview's at 5 o'clock, and you've got to look good.
Gee, I'm getting a little scared about that interview. Suppose I don't make an impression on Mr. Jack Warner. I don't know how to talk to a big producer like that.
Why, it's easy. Just talk to him like, I tell you what, let's make believe I'm Mr. Warner, and you're coming into my office for the interview.
You're Mr. Warner, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm sitting in my office, and you come in to talk to me about becoming a star. Go ahead. Knock at my door.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Come in. Come in. Why don't you come in?
I can't. The door seems to be stuck.
Joni, it's just a hypothetical door.
Hypothetical? Is that better than mahogany?
No. Stop kidding around. I'm trying to help you. Now, pretend I'm Mr. Warner.
Okay. Pardon me, Mr. Warner. I'm Joan Davis, and I've come to see you about getting into pictures.
You have, huh?
Yes.
Well, let me look you over. Aha! Mm-hmm. Turn around. Ah! Miss Davis, I've seen a lot of girls in my time, and I want to tell you that you've got it.
I have?
Yes, and as soon as you get rid of it, come back and see me.
Nerve telling me that I've got...
Now, take it easy, Joni. I can see you need me to go along and do the talking for you. Every Hollywood star has an agent to handle his business affairs.
Well, maybe you're right. Okay, Jack, you can be my manager.
Good. Now, I'll take care of everything. The first thing we've got to do is dress you up for this interview, mm-hmm. so you'll make a good impression. You'll need expensive clothes.
Expensive clothes? But I don't have any.
Well, can you borrow your Aunt Silver Fox?
No, but she might lend me my uncle. He's a gray-haired wolf.
Now, you've just got to have expensive clothes.
But I haven't got the money.
Then you'll have to borrow it. And you'll have to get it this afternoon. Gosh, it's 2:30 already.
But where can I borrow clothes?
Wait a minute, Joni. I just got an idea. You won't need the money. Scarlett O'Harrigan has a terrific wardrobe, and maybe you can borrow the clothes from her.
Say, that's a good idea. Let's go over to Scarlett's house now.
Yeah, come on. We've got to hurry.
Well, here's Scarlett's house. I hope I can borrow the dress from her.
Oh, when she hears the good news about your big opportunity, she'll lend you anything to help. She's such a good kid that way. I'll ring the bell.
Hello, Jack.
Where's the cannon?
What cannon?
The one they shot you out of so you could get to the door that fast.
Hello, Scarlett. Have you heard the good news about Joni going to Hollywood?
Oh, yes. I'm so happy and excited about it, I'm beside myself.
You're beside yourself? Well, between the two of you, kids, see if you can work up a little more enthusiasm. Maybe you're just jealous.
Jealous?
Joni, that's no way to talk to someone you want a favor from. Let me take care of this. I know how to handle people. Scarlett, we want you to do us a favor.
Hmm?
Joni hasn't any decent clothes to wear to Hollywood, and you have such beautiful clothes, and, well, will you lend her one of your dresses?
I most certainly will not. I wouldn't lend Miss Davis anything.
Oh, now, Scarlett, if you won't do it for Joni, won't you do it for your little Jackie boy? Won't you lend me the dress, sugar?
Oh, Jack, when you look at me that way, I can't refuse. Of course I'll lend you the dress, handsome.
Do you mind if I go upstairs and try it on? What am I saying?
Look, Scarlett, I don't want to borrow any of your good dresses. That green and white number will be all right.
Oh, but that's my best and newest dress. I haven't even worn it yet.
Well, it's just as well. You shouldn't wear that. The color isn't becoming, and it'll make you look like a mess.
Well, if it'll make me look like a mess, why do you want to wear it?
Well, I have nothing to lose. I start out that way. Oh, come on, kid. Lend me the dress. Don't be a poor loser.
Well, I guess I am being petty, Miss Davis. I'll lend you the dress. It's right here in the hall closet. Here you are. Please take good care of it.
Thanks, kid. I will.
Scarlett, we appreciate this. And as Joan's picture manager, I want you to know that when Joan becomes a star, she'll see what she can do for you. Come on, Joni. We'd better get started. We're supposed to be in Hollywood in an hour.
Okay. I'll get back to the store and change into this dress, and then we can start for Hollywood. It'll only take a minute.
There goes that song again. We used to call it our serenade. We fell in love when we heard it played. Over and over and over and over again. I still remember when I sang the words and they made you mine. I'd steal a kiss and repeat each line. Over and over, and over and over, and then we drifted apart. You walked off with my heart. It's funny how one listen just starts me reminiscing. I'd soon forget that yen I told myself when you said so long. But I was wrong, there goes that song again. we drifted apart, and you walked off with my heart. It's funny how one listen just starts me reminiscing. I'd soon forget that yen I told myself when you said so long. But I was wrong, there goes that song again. There goes that song again.
Chasing that Pekingese down the street.
Where? Please, that's no Pekingese. That's Jack Benny. His toupee blew off.
Hey, Joni, here's the place. That big sign says Warner Brothers.
Yeah, this is the address, all right. But it looks like a movie theater. Oh, well, I guess that's where they have the executive offices. Let's go in.
Before we do, let's see that slip Blimpy gave you. It says here you're supposed to see a Mr. McManus. I wonder who he is.
Oh, probably some flunky or undersecretary to Mr. Warner. However, I shall not waste any time with small fry. I shall insist on seeing no one less than Jack Warner.
That's right. Now, come on. I guess the entrance to the office is through the theater lobby here.
Well, I'll just tell this fellow in the uniform at the door to announce us. Pardon me, my good man. We are here to see Jack Warner.
Tickets, please.
Tickets? Oh, that's quite all right, my good man. We don't need tickets. Will you be so kind as to allow my manager and me to pass?
Look, have you got a ticket or haven't you?
Sir, as a budding Hollywood satellite, I resent your obnoxious interrogation, and I advise you to allow me to enter the Cinematic Emporium, or I shall deem it necessary to take drastic measures to circumvent your obstreperous resistance to my entry.
Yeah.
In short, back up, brother. I'll bat your ears down.
Look, you two, you have to pay to get in here.
You don't understand. Look, we have an appointment with a Mr. McManus to see Jack Warner.
Oh, Mr. McManus, that's different. Why didn't you say so? His office is right in there. You can go in.
Thanks. Come on, Joni. Now, I want to warn you again. As your agent, let me do all the talking about money. And talking about money, I get 10% of everything you make.
You do?
Yeah, from now on, I'm a 10% man.
A 10% man?
Yeah.
What's the other 90%, Gopher?
Now, never mind. Here's Mr. McManus' office. Now, Joni, first impressions mean a lot in this business. They're looking for naturalness in a girl. A fresh quality is very, very important.
A fresh quality? Oh, I'll remember that. Let's go in.
Mr. McManus?
Yes?
Here she is, the girl that you've been expecting.
Oh, really? How are you, miss?
Now, don't get nosy, bub. Just mind your own business, see? Is that fresh enough, Jack?
I don't want to appear presumptuous, but whom do you wish to see? What do you want here?
What do I want here? Oh, I presume that you don't know whom I am.
This is the girl you sent for. The girl who sold the most war bonds to date in our village. Here is that glamorous, beautiful, shapely, gorgeous girl, Joan Davis.
Oh, of course, Joan Davis. How stupid.
She's that, too, but she'll outgrow it.
Miss Davis, I sent for you because Mr. Warner feels that a girl with your ability has a place in our industry. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make an opening for you. Now, about salary.
As Miss Davis's manager, that's my department. My client is willing to start from the bottom. Money is no object. All she wants is $1,000 a day and car fare.
My dear sir, you're being ridiculous. We have no intention of giving her anything like that.
Well, just what remuneration did you have in mind?
Well, I'm prepared to offer you $20 a week.
$20? That didn't take much preparation, did it?
Now, see here, my client insists on $1,000. Miss Davis, isn't that right? You won't take a penny less than $1,000. Not a penny less.
Oh, let's not haggle. I'll take a penny less. I don't care.
No, you won't. We want $1,000.
I'll give you $20.
$1,000.
$20.
All right, we'll compromise and take $20.
That's a compromise between $1,000 and $20? I could have sworn there were some other numbers in between there somewhere.
Now that the money has been agreed upon, I insist that you give Miss Davis a 10-year contract.
A contract?
Now, don't hesitate. Remember, this girl has just completed a successful run at MGM.
Oh, she has?
Yeah, she chased Van Johnson for 3 blocks and finally caught him. And we demand a contract.
Well, that's very irregular, but if you insist, here's a form contract. Just sign on the bottom line, Miss Davis.
Very well. There you are. Sign.
Oh, this is a great moment for you, Joni. I told you I'd swing the deal.
Of course, I'll never be able to figure out why anybody would want to sign for 10 years as an usher.
An usher. What a wonderful name, Joan Usher. 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 Well, usher my big mouth, usher. What? You mean I sign up as a theater usher?
Well, naturally. That's why I sent for you. You sold more war bonds to date than any other girl in your town, and that's what we need in this theater. An usher who can sell war bonds.
Oh, but there's some mistake. We didn't understand. We thought that you wanted a movie star. Gee, Joni, I'm awfully sorry that this happened.
Oh, well, I guess I wasn't destined to be a movie star, Jack. I'll take the usher job.
But, Joni, why do you want a job as an usher?
Well, why not? It's going to be a lot of fun being an usher, directing women to their seats and telling men where to go. Well, it's about time, ain't it? They've been telling me where to go long enough.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.